Welcome to the Marriage Cafe, where marriages come alive through the Word of God, with your host, Bishop William Pittman and Prophetess Loretta Pittman. Now get yourself a cup of something special and enjoy your time in the Marriage Cafe.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
We are here.
Oh, that was a quick one.
Is everything okay?
I'm dying.
What's going on? Day.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me see. Because you're not looking for where we are, right?
Look, we got to work on that
right behind the scenes.
Oh, it didn't come up.
Right there. You turn this thing down.
Way
down. All right, we are here.
Thank you. We are live.
We are here in the cafe. We are glad to be with you guys. How are you guys doing out there?
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. God is amazing.
Yes, he is.
All the time.
All the time.
Come on, babe. Project that voice, all man. The project time. It. You know how you get sometimes.
Hello, do y'all hear me out there? My wife said, you know, we was kind of low, but do y'all hear me?
Yes, because my husband is soft spoken when he wants to be.
When I want to.
Yes.
Did she make me mad? Oh, boy, I'm up here. Sometimes you got to have a sense of humor, y'all.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. But we are here. We are live. Yes. God is amazing. God is good. All the time. Missed you guys. We was only gone, I think, a week, right?
Yep.
One week. You know, Super Bowl was last Sunday.
Yes, Super Bowl.
Oh.
Even though, to be honest with everybody, our team wasn't there. So, yeah. You know, I was like, when your team is not there, you just say, hey, the best man wins.
Yeah.
And, you know, sorry to say Kansas. You know, I really didn't want Kansas City to win. And I really didn't want the 49ers to win.
Right.
But somebody had to win.
But it happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Somebody had to win.
Somebody had to win.
So it is what it is.
Yeah, but God is good still all the time.
God is good all the time.
He is absolutely amazing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So
He is.
Hey, question to ask. Go ahead, ask me.
How was your week?
Oh, my week was good. No complaints.
Yes.
No complaints, everybody. My week was good.
All right. That's good. You know, see, he was willing to answer it this time.
Yep. See, let me be honest with y'all, because my wife was getting on me. She's like, when you come on, I just asked you, you know, how was your week and stuff like that? And you be all like down or whatever. Maybe she got on me. So as a man, I had to humble myself instead of just, you know, like I wanted to choke her out, to be honest, choke her out. But I didn't. I had to humble myself. Hey, because tonight I just want to have fun tonight. And I've been thinking about some things in the month of February.
Yes.
You know, we're talking about Valentine's and all that. And a lot of people had anniversaries because they get married in this month.
Yes.
So, you know, I was just giving y'all a few minutes to come on. But now we're going to let's do what we do.
Do what we do. Welcome to the Marriage Cafe, where marriages come alive through the Word of God. I'm Prophetess Loretta Pittman.
I'm Bishop William Pittman.
And we're going to go to the Lord in prayer.
All right, let's pray.
All right, let's go.
Dear Lord, as we come before you touching and agreeing tonight, that you give us the words to say tonight and just have your way and bless each and every listener tonight and give us a rhema word from you.
Yes.
So, Lord, we just thank you tonight.
Thank you.
Give you all the praise, honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name
Jesus
we pray.
Name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen again. We are grateful again, and we thank you guys for joining us tonight. You know, we know you could be doing other things.
Yes.
But we thank God that you want to invest in your relationships and in your marriage. And if you're looking to get married, that you're looking to invest in yourself to be a better you so that you can get married and stay married, because that's what the key is staying married.
Staying married.
So we thank you guys for coming. We do not take any of y'all for granted. We are grateful and very thankful that you guys tune in to us. So anyway,
you know, tonight we're talking about love. This is the month of February, Valentine's. So I felt it was only right to talk about love.
That's good.
You know, sometimes we, you know, you want to be, you know, talking big things or something different.
Yes.
But sometimes with the Lord, just tell us, just keep it simple.
Yes.
You know, this is the month of February.
Mm-hmm.
In time, in season. It's love. It's all about love.
Yes.
This month. And I thought about it, like the rest of the months, you know, we talk about Christmas, Thanksgiving and all that. Every month they got some kind of holiday coming up.
Yes, all the time.
So what it is, I think in this season, I'm learning how to be content.
Yes.
Being content. It was like when COVID, if y'all realize when COVID-19 came, everybody had to be in the house and masked up and do all these things. Mm-hmm. And we had to adjust everything that we was doing. What? People couldn't go to church and do all these things or whatever it may be. I'm starting to learn. I'm 59 years old. Been married 35 years. Been together 38 years. So that being said, I'm learning how to be content.
Yes.
Content. So tonight I was talking to, I believe God has given me a word on love. So when you think about love, I was thinking about this today. You know how we throw around a lot, being romantic, being in love, and being intimate, you know, intimacy.
Yes.
You know, and all it's all about love.
All about that.
So I wanted to share some things with you tonight. Mm-hmm. So I went to the Book of Solomon.
Okay.
In the Book of Solomon. In the Book of Solomon, you're talking about chapter 1. Well, let me give you this verse. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, you know, where it says a season, there's a season for everything.
Yes, in Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
Mm-hmm. So now when you go down to verse 8, it says there's a time to love.
That's good.
So sometime, the reason I'm bringing this up, you know, because they say, oh, Valentine's, it's a holiday and all this, you can love year round and all that. Mm-hmm. And you go to the Book of Ecclesiastes, he said, there's a time to love. Mm-hmm. There's a time for everything and there's nothing new under the sun.
Yes.
And sometimes we get caught up in the holidays and people, because we Christians, they say, oh, that's a pagan religion and all this kind of stuff like this. But the scripture said, God give us all these things for our enjoyment.
Yes.
So sometimes we sit around, we want to fight over the different things. And some things is, the Book of Ecclesiastes says some things, is not, I mean, Colossians says some things is not worth fighting over.
Right.
Fables and all this stuff that people come up with. Mm-hmm. So I believe what God is trying to tell us throughout the whole scripture is wisdom. Getting some knowledge, getting wisdom about it, get some understanding about it. When you talk about love, you just don't throw that word around.
Yes.
You know, love. And I thought about it. And I said, Solomon said it's so good what he says here. In Solomon chapter 1, I'm going to read a little bit of Solomon, because what it is, I want you to get this in your spirit, because Solomon had so many wives and concubines and all this, I think he should know what he's saying. So in Solomon chapter 1, says this, verse 1, the Song of Solomon, which is Solomon, let him kiss me with his kisses of his mouth, for the love is better than wine. And I love what he says right there. Love is better than wine. And sometime in the world, we think about it. A lot of people think of drinking and all this type of stuff. He said, love is better than wine. That's deep, right?
Yes.
That's deep.
Definitely.
So there's a, Solomon was deep to me. So then I turn over to chapter 8, verse 7. Mm-hmm. Now look what he's saying, because I'm trying to lay the foundation of love.
Okay.
Love, he says, look, in chapter 8, verse 7, it says, many waters cannot quench love. Neither can the floods drown it. If a man would give all the substance of his house for love, it would utterly be condemned. That's what he said about love. Mm-hmm. So when I thought about the love, what Solomon was talking about, if you could do all this love for a woman, if you gave up all this love, he said, your house would be condemned. But look what God did. We talked a lot about when God gave his son, which is John 3:16. You turn over to John 3:16, how we throw that around a lot. Mm-hmm. And it said, you know, God is love.
Yes.
But if you look at John 3:16, it says here, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Yes.
So God gave up his son. Why? Because he loved us that much. Mm-hmm. That's a deep love.
That's a very deep love.
I want to take you somewhere tonight with this. Mm-hmm. Solomon said this. God is saying he's giving up his son for us. Mm-hmm. No greater love you could find greater than that.
Yes.
But God gave up his son to pay a price for us that we can never repay. Mm-hmm. But he says this. I wrote this down. The greatest love in the Bible is between God and man.
Yes.
That tells me, first of all, you got to get your, man need to get his relationship back right with God.
Yes.
You got to get back right with God. Mm-hmm. But in the beginning, God loved Adam and Eve. Mm-hmm. He made both of them, Adam and Eve. So the greatest love in the Bible is between God and man. So first of all, when you talk about a relationship and being romantic and all that, really, you should have your relationship, that love, right with God.
That's right.
Don't let nothing separate us, what? From the love of God. From the love of God. So a lot of people are not getting it. You want to love other people and other things and all this stuff. You're saying in this season, learn how to love God.
Yeah.
Give the love back that he gave to you and for you.
Yes.
That was love, because I thought about it today and I was like, wow, the price that Jesus Christ paid for us dying on that cross. I don't think it is a man on this earth. Let's That's be
right.
real.
That's right.
I don't care if it's the toughest man on this earth. No man on this earth want to go through what Jesus went through for us.
Yes.
The whipping, the nailing the nails in his hands and all this. Come on, if that ain't love.
Hanging from your flesh from a cross.
Yes, and whipping you 39 stripes across your back. Mm-hmm. I mean, whipping you across your back. And we got the nerve to be, you talking about you not content. The little stuff that we go through on a regular basis, it makes no sense.
Yeah, the or hating other people.
Yeah, and the love that we, that he had for us, if you could just get in his presence and get back to God and get that love back inside. And this is what the world is missing, that love right there, that you can care for your brothers, your sisters, and your neighbors. And you can fall in love with somebody. Until you get out of yourself, you're never going to be able to have the love that you need to have, because you need to have it with God first.
Yes.
God, and you're not go ahead, gonna, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No.
You, I want to just piggyback off that you're not also going to be able to keep a relationship without God. I'm sorry, but the world tried to do it without him. They try to remove him. They try to do man and man, woman and woman. They try to do all these different marriages. But I'm telling you right now, if that marriage do not have God as the head, it is not going to last. It's not going nowhere. And especially if that person ain't truly consecrated to God, that person has to truly have God in his heart, mind, soul, and spirit, and walking in the way of God and living for God, you know, because he said, if you live in the spirit, you should walk in the spirit, or you walk in the spirit, you should live in the spirit. So you should be living and walking in the spirit. If that person that you're trying to date and trying to get to be married to, or you already married to that person and they not walking in the spirit, then you need to pray for them if you're already married. But the ones who ain't married yet, get rid of that. That ain't it, because that person needs to be walking, living, and loving in the spirit before you get married to them.
You know, and I thought about it today when you talk about Enoch and Elijah. They didn't die. Enoch, what the scripture says, Enoch walked with God.
Yes.
What? Enoch loved God. Enoch had a relationship with God. Enoch was intimate with God. When you're talking about walking with God, that means you, like Adam had in the beginning.
Yes.
Adam had a relationship with God. He met every day at noon.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? He heard God. He was with God.
Yes.
And I believe sometime that was a, I'm not going to go there tonight on that part, but I'm going to preach a message on that part about Adam on that one part. But tonight I'm talking about love. And I believe God is dealing with me, because there's a deeper part of love instead of just throwing that word around. There's a deep, affectionate part of you that when you don't open yourself up and repent and ask God for forgiveness, it block your relationship of love with God.
Yes.
And that's a problem with a lot of people are having tonight, is because you don't have your rightful position in God. Now help me, Holy Spirit, get to where I'm going.
Amen.
Because I was talking about love. I'm talking about being intimate and romantic. Is there a difference in that? Being romantic with a person. And I found out that love just don't come to a person overnight.
Yes.
So if you love somebody, really love somebody, you start to get a deep affection for them.
Yes.
It's a strong attraction for one another. It's you're learning how to grow with each other. Love shows faithfulness in a relationship. You start to build on this love, this foundation.
You
it don't come
that.
Overnight.
That's right. You want to do it.
Yeah.
You want to be faithful. You want to you want to do for that person. That person, because you love them, you want to do for them.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be there for them. The same way God loves us enough to, like I said, like you just spoke, let, you know, his son go to Calvary for us. He loved, that's a deep love. Don't you know? I kind of want to share one thing.
Nope. Go
Once
ahead.
I, when God was dealing with me and bringing me into his kingdom and into, you know, the love that he, you know, that I have now. He truly let me know how much he loved me. And I know we always say, oh, we love God, but we cannot love God at the depth of how he loves us. As deep as he loves us, we can't love him that deep. So when he poured that upon me and really showed me the deepness of his love, oh my God, I just bawled. I just could not stop crying because I was like, for a God to love me like that, that just blew my mind. And then it just helped me that no matter what somebody do to me, no matter what somebody say about me, no matter what somebody think about me, I still have love in my heart. Because that's how God is with us. No matter what we think about God, no matter what we say about God, some of us say, oh, it ain't no God. Or I wake myself up every day. Or, you know, who is this God you talking about? He still loves you. And he is with us every day, every minute, second, hour. He is always there. It's just that we don't always recognize him because we never take the time to truly fall in love with him. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to say that.
No, that's good. Look what I wrote down here. It says this. This kind of biblical love is described as passionate, mm-hmm. desiring yes, to be intimate,
passionate.
Desiring to be intimate, joint with another.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is. It's the same relationship we're talking about with God.
Mm-hmm.
You learn how to be passionate with him.
Yes.
It's an intimacy. It's, mm-hmm. it's a, you know, you start to be joined. You know, you start to connect with God.
Come on, now.
It's just
get it
like
out.
In the relationship. Yeah.
Get it out.
It's trying to, you know, you got to connect with God.
That's right.
So I wrote this down as far as being romantic. Yes. Romantic and being in love. It says strong attraction for one another,
mm-hmm.
kissing and hugging and holding hands. This is all a part of being romantic and being intimate with a person. You start to really start to feel this person and mm-hmm. you love this person. And you yes. want to share with this person and grow with this person.
Yes.
And then there's also, when you talk about that, this is the same way you do with God. It's an expression of God's love. God's love is, you know what God wants from us? Loyalty.
Yes.
To be loyal.
To be loyal.
And it's something how we talk about love. Love, you know what? Love is loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about it. I was talking about it one time with my children and all this. And I said, you know what? As a father, I want you to be loyal to me. As parents, you want your children to be able to come to you,
mm-hmm.
trust you, and tell mm-hmm. you what's going on in mm-hmm. their life, and to be loyal when it comes to speaking up to somebody that's outside the family or
that's trying to come against
the family, yeah, or even mm-hmm. family members that try to come against, you know, your parents or your family or whatever. Loyalty is, this is what God wants from us. God wants that commitment that says, you know what, no matter what,
mm-hmm.
I love you.
Yes.
I love you more to tell them the truth.
Yes.
Or tell them where they can go with that nonsense.
Yes.
Why? Because I love God.
Come on, come on.
And when you love God, you put him in your rightful place. When God put you in your rightful place and you say, you know what, Lord, I love you this much that this is what Enoch did.
Yes.
This is what Elijah did. That's why they didn't die. God took them up to heaven
mm-hmm.
and they're going to come back again. You know, in the book of Revelation. But what I'm trying to tell you tonight, it's a love out there that you mm-hmm. got to get right with God.
Yes.
When you're on that path and you, God know that he can trust you and you are faithful with him, no good thing he'll keep from you.
Yes.
I'm trying to help somebody tonight.
Yes, that's
you
good.
Wondering why you're not getting, you don't have that husband, that wife or whatever, because your relationship is not right with God.
Yes.
God made all of us.
Yes.
And you think he don't have a husband for you,
yes.
a wife for you.
Mm-hmm.
He don't have what you need and what you want.
Yes.
Scripture says, he'll give you the desires of your heart.
Yes,
but
he
never
will.
Tells you in the beginning that your heart got to be right with him.
Yes, you have to
and
desire
not the
him.
World.
That's right. Come on now.
not
That's
the
good.
World. Your heart, your desire got to be for him.
Yes.
And his desire would be to bless you.
Yes.
He's going to give you the desires of
Come
your
on
heart.
Now.
But your heart got to be right with him.
Yes.
And that's what a lot of people don't get.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't talk about it because the enemy is trying to keep us away from certain things in the Bible and break your focus on the things. Look at the world. Look what's going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
No, take your eyes off the world
yes.
and put your eyes on God.
Yes.
You know, that's where your help coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So this kind of biblical love is described as passionate, a desiring to be intimate,
mm-hmm.
joined with, come on. When you got that relationship with God, the expression of love, like God wants you to give is loyalty to him.
Mm-hmm.
That God wants to know Yahweh, his covenant.
Mm-hmm.
Love is absolutely, look, it says here when you're talking about Yahweh, God himself, his covenant he made with man, and he wants you to be loyal to him. Mm-hmm. The true people of God loves his law.
Yes.
They obey God. They want to live for God. They respect God. They reference God. Mm-hmm. They love God. They honor God. They want to live for God.
Yes.
Lord, have mercy. Help me, Jesus. It's nothing I want to do without God.
Yes.
Sometimes people will say, you know, I don't need to pray about this. I don't know. No, you need to. It ain't so much that you praying about this. It's that I got my relationship right with God, that I love him so much, I'm willing to talk to him.
That's right.
Lord, before I do this today, come on.
You want that direction. Your help.
Yeah. You know, what you want me to do? Because I love you this much.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. Well, you want that direction. Help me, Holy Spirit. God, and you want to be able, when you do go talk to God, instead of you always telling God what your laundry list is, what you need to be doing is asking God, what do he want from you? What do he need you to do for the day? What do he want you to do? What is his desire for you when you're being, and then you say to him, then you're willing to do it. So whatever, Lord God, you want me to do for you today, I'm willing to do it. Just show me, tell me where to go, who to talk to, who to bless, who to do whatever you need me to do for, Lord God, show me and tell me, and it shall be done. That's where we should be.
You know, and when you really love somebody, I've been seeing this all week. When you really love somebody, I can look over your nonsense. Mm-hmm. You know, it don't mean that much anymore because I love you anyway.
Yes.
And that's how you're supposed to love family and your wife and and people. Yes. God made all of us.
Yes,
you can't
did.
Be just looking at people because they don't do what you say or look like you or whatever it may be. You hate them or you don't want to deal with them. Mm-hmm. No, when you have this love of God, I can deal with anybody.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I don't have to tolerate it. But I know I can put up with your nonsense. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I can put up with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm learning that, you know, a lot of stuff we don't have to take on as men and women of God.
Yes.
You know, a lot of stuff you can just, you know what? Show them some love.
Yes.
You know, and if you write in your own walk with God, you let a lot of stuff slide.
You really
look at
do.
That stuff and be like, it don't mean that much.
Yeah.
So when, what? Somebody cut me off on the road.
Yeah. You know? So when your focus is on him, you don't care what they're doing.
Yeah,
so
let them do.
They ain't trying to hurt you in no kind of way, shape, or form. Yeah.
So I got a question for you when I wrote this down. Number one, what do love look like? What do love look like? Like, a lot of people got their own picture of love, but what do it look like?
Yeah.
What is love to you?
Mm-hmm.
How you? Because a lot of people got so many types of
ways they think love should be. Like, you got some women who think that beating them is love.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They think that if a man beat them or a man is overly concerned about what they're doing, that's love. That's not love. That's abuse. Mm-hmm. It's a difference. You know, some people think love is gifts all the time, and the husband out there spending up all his money he don't have in order to keep giving his wife gifts in order for her to be happy. That's not love.
Well, let's tell you. Mm-mm. Well, let's tell you what love looked like.
Yeah. So
in your Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4-6.
Mm-hmm.
Look what it says here. This is what love looks like.
Yeah. 1 Corinthians 13, 4. Well, I got through 8 here.
Okay.
Yep. All right. So love suffers long and is kind. So, you know, like we said, you know, in marriage, you know, how people want to get married, they all giddy in the beginning of the relationship and, you know, showing each other how much they love each other and those things. But when they start hitting a roadblock, then like it's time to get a divorce because we done hit a roadblock. No matter what that roadblock is, the Bible says that love suffers long and is kind. That means sometimes you're going to suffer sometimes in a marriage, in a love relationship sometimes. You're going to. But if you suffer long, don't worry. This too shall pass. And nothing's going to stay the same. But anyway, let me finish reading. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not promote itself. And it's not puffed up. And love does not behave badly. It does not seek his or her own. It is not easily provoked. Thinks no evil. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Bears all things. Believe all things. Hope all things. Endure all things. Love never fails. Marriage would, you know, your marriage should look like that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's if you want to know how. What love look like, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4-8.
Mm-hmm.
What loves look like.
Mm-hmm.
Love is kind. Love is just, let me break this down to you. how I learned losing a lot of people in my family, you know, early and stuff like that. My sister, my mom, a lot of people early in my life, my grandmother, aunts, uncles. Mm-hmm. And I thought about it the other day and I was like, man, my grandmother had 11 children and all are gone home. All are gone home. So when it came to me, you know, when you think about that stuff, it hurts a little bit. But then, you know, you can't take it all on. Mm-hmm. Because I know my grandmother would always say this, this is not my home. I'm just passing through. And when I thought about that, it gives me a peace. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
If I live right and keep my life right with God, I'll see him again.
Yeah.
So when you know, we had to talk to some people about this and it says, I know it hurts. But this love that God got for us, you know, there's something better on the other side. And that's that hope. That's that joy. That's that peace. That's that love that passes all understanding. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't get it. It's because when you're going through this, don't hold on to that. You got to know that you're going to see him again. Yeah. God's give you a peace about it. You can't hold on. Keep holding on.
Being sad and negative. Because some people turn negative because they get mad at God because God took that person home, but we can't get mad at God because of that, because sooner or later you going home too, depending on whichever home you decide. But you know, we all gonna go home, but we have to not let ourselves go to that dark place and then not get upset with God because, you know, this situation happened. But go ahead.
And then a lot of people, they want to blame God. Mm-hmm. They want to blame God. Well, God, if it wasn't for you, my mom or my dad or family member, this wouldn't happen if it wasn't for you, God. Mm-hmm. But you didn't think about it. If it wasn't for Satan sinning and getting Adam and Eve to fall, God would have never been in this position for us to be going through this.
Yes.
And that's what a lot of people don't get. You can't blame God for this because the system, this is the way the system is designed, and the enemy knew that.
Mm-hmm.
Because every time he goes to God and say, hey, get permission from God to deal, you know, to go against you. Mm-hmm. So anyway, if you stay on the right path, make a long story short, if you stay in love, let me give you this one here. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8 says this in the Bible. It says, above all each other, deeply because love covers over a multitude of sins. Love covers a multitude of sins. What am I saying? If we could just stay in love and stay on that right path, you know, the blessings are here for you.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be right standing with God. And God loves you so much because what? You're respecting his law. You stand on the right path and you stand focused. No good thing God is going to won't give you. He'll give you the desires of your heart. He'll work with you.
Mm-hmm.
So. No, it's all good. Yeah, I'm trying to get to a place.
Take your time.
Yeah, because I want you to really understand this tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Because the reason I'm talking about the month of February is about Valentine's. A lot of people get married, they happy, and the anniversary month and all that.
Yeah, and some people have anniversaries on Valentine's. So happy anniversary to everybody who's celebrating this month of February. But yeah.
So what am I looked it up just a little bit. If you look at Valentine's, where did it come from? Saint Valentine, which was a Roman priest.
Saint Valentine's Day?
Right. Okay. Well, that's what you said, but he was a Roman priest. So Saint Valentine. His name was Saint Valentine.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
So he performed what he did back in the day. He was performing weddings. And he did, if you look it up, he was performing secret weddings. He wasn't supposed to do it. And he healed somebody on February 14th. But also, if you look at it, you know, he healed a girl and he was killed after that. You know, they during that time, they didn't want people to do weddings and this type of stuff and healings and stuff. So, but it happened on February 14th. So if you look it up, this is why they did it. And people started running with it. And it wasn't really no chocolate and flowers involved. But he sent a letter back to the girl, a note back to her saying, this is from signed by yours, Valentine. And that's how they started Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. And made it a love day.
Mm-hmm. But it really wasn't really, to be honest, it wasn't nothing to do with love.
Right.
So a lot of the holidays, if you start looking at them, you got to look at the season, the time, and what's going on. Mm-hmm. And then but we got wisdom now. We got common sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful time.
Yes.
You know,
it was a beautiful time because he was marrying people and healing people.
Yeah.
So he was showing love. So I guess that's probably why.
Mm-hmm. Why they went with love, you know, around February 14th. Yes. That's when it happened. Mm. So things come then. We got wisdom now and knowledge and you get understanding.
Yes.
So in this time, in this season, we go with the flow. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You learn. You know, it's like, okay, common sense say it's not this right here was not a pagan holiday. Mm-hmm. It happened because a Roman priest helped some, he was marrying people, probably figured he was doing the right thing.
Yeah,
he loved people at that time. Mm-hmm. Marriage is, come on, when you have a wedding, Jesus was even happy at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times, yeah, I think the seed I'm planting tonight, mm-hmm. we got to start studying the word of God. Started looking at, in a book of Ecclesiastes, it says this, there's a time for love. There's a time to kill. There's a time for everything that's under the, it's nothing new under the sun, but there's a time and a season for everything.
Yes.
And so in this season, what? February? Because people out there with flowers and candy. When I went to the grocery store, you see them buying their wives or their husband stuff and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's nothing wrong with, don't we need more love in the world?
Right. There's nothing wrong with it. But I think that what they need not to do is put so much of an emphasis on buying things. Because that's what I posted in the, in, you know, in the Marriage Cafe around that time. Because what people do is people feel bad and they feel like their spouse don't love them because they didn't get a flower or get or a box of candy. And, you know, I was talking to my son and my son was like, you know, he's like, Mom, he's like, you know, I don't really like Valentine's Day. And I asked him, well, why you don't like it? And he was like, well, because it seemed like it's more catered to women than it is men. And only the women seem to benefit from Valentine's Day. And I'm in agreement with him on that because you never really see the women do anything for the men. Like, when do the men get a, you know, get something for them for Valentine's Day? They love you. You love them. And so you never really see the women, you know, actually doing anything when it comes to that. And so I was talking to my daughter-in-law to be about it as well. And she was also in agreement that she was like, yeah. And she was just telling me certain things, you know, that she saw and that there's not a lot going on for men when it comes to Valentine's Day or, you know, in those kind of things. And I said, well, that's a market right there. You know, that's that's a market that somebody needs to open up because men need love, too. It ain't just about the women. The women, of course, yeah, we love. We want to be loved. But the men want to be loved, too. We got to start thinking about them as well. It's not just always about us all the time. We need to think about these men, honey. These men working hard. They out there bringing in that money, taking care of their families, bringing in, you know, whatever we need. They take care of us. My husband, he takes very good care of me. I absolutely love my husband. And I show him every day how much I love him. But, you know, we need to do that. You know, us ladies, we could do that more when it comes to that. Instead of always looking to receive from our husbands, why we're not looking to give to them? You know, when it comes to that time of the year, flip it sometimes and say, you know what, babe, you sit down. I'm going to do something for you today. You always do this for me every time this time and season come around. Let me do something for you. Because you know what? Marriage is give and take, but also marriage is servanthood. That's where you learn to be the best servant is in your marriage because you're serving one another. And that's what we are to do. We are to serve each other. It's not about the one spouse doing everything and the other spouse doing nothing but playing games. You know, no, we need to get in here together and we need to serve each other and love each other and respect each other. And I think that men deserve more on Valentine's Day. What y'all say?
Me?
Come on, raise your hands. Tell me something.
Let me tell you. Men, a lot of men, let's be real. A lot of men really don't care about Valentine's
Day. Y'all don't, but
because the deal is this, it's like, as a man, you just used to seeing it, you know, your wife or, you know, your wife or your mom.
Even the commercials, roses, everything is catered to the woman. Nothing is ever catered to the man.
And I have no problem with that. Mm-hmm. Me, I have no problem with that.
Right.
Like, if you bought me something, that's fine. If not, I don't really, that part, I don't really care.
Yes.
Like you did last time you bought candy and stuff like that for me and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And we had dinner together.
Yes, but it wasn't even about buying anything for me this year. This year was about just showing him I love him. He knows that I do love him, but I make dinner for us and those kind of things and stuff. So, you know, it's about spending intimate time. It was more about him and his time, his energy, what he might have to say, what, you know, whatever he's feeling and thinking and going through. That was more important to me this year than to go out and get stuff. Now, I can go get stuff, you know, I can go get stuff anytime. But that was just more important to me is quality time. because we women talk about that all the time. Now, either we want the man to keep buying us stuff all the time, or we want quality time with that man. And I choose quality time. It ain't always about what he can go buy me, because he done got me everything anyway. So it ain't about what he can go get me. I know what he can do. So to, for me, it was more quality time, which is what God wants from you. God wants quality time from you. He don't want you always asking him for stuff, money, houses, cars, whatever it is. You may not, you know, whatever it is. God sometimes just wants you to want him. And want you to just want to talk to him and love on him and ask him what he's thinking and what he wants to do and all of those kind of things. You know, it's not always about what we can get from God. Sometimes it's about what we can give to God. What can we go do for you today, God? You know, so that's how it is for the husbands and the wives too. You know, wives sometimes, like I said, we wives want quality time. So really, wives, that's what we need to be doing. Desiring that quality time, but also to giving back. That's what I'm just saying, giving back, because some wives are getting things they don't even deserve. They ain't done nothing to show their husbands that they really love them, but they're looking for their husbands to bring them home candy and flowers.
And, you know, but I agree with you. Yeah. It's like, but you know what? It's a balance. It's a balance.
Yes.
Because the deal is this too, like, you know, when we was younger, you know, sometimes we didn't have a lot of money.
Yeah.
So we didn't, when Christmas come, I made sure the kids got something, my wife got something. I wasn't really concerned about me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. As a man, you know, I'll be like, I don't care too much about it. But now, you know, everybody wants to, like you said, everybody wants to be loved.
Yes.
So it's nothing wrong with it.
Yes.
But I'm at a place where if I get something, fine. If not, but I really appreciate it. Like, with my birthday, everybody was sending me stuff like that. And you know,
everybody wants to be appreciated.
You want to show them love back.
Yeah.
So you don't forget the little things that I don't forget the little things that people do for me.
I don't either.
I really
I mean, I love to do for other people though. I ain't gonna lie. I'm a person who loves to do that. So definitely love is in that for me. That if I can do something for you, I will. I love to do what you call it, personalized gifts.
Yeah,
you know, that's just that's just me, because I feel like my family is important to me, and I feel like other people and you know have family members that are important to them, and so or things that they like. Now I do a lot of listening when it comes to certain things people talk to me about, you know, and those kind of things. So when I give a gift to a person, I like to give something from my heart, which is personal for me. So I like to do something personable, but
you know, I feel something.
I think those are the best gifts.
Love to me, because I feel it right now. It bothers me. I don't know why. Hey, I feel it in my spirit. You know what? Love to me is family, my children, my wife. When I know that you there for me and you got my back.
Amen.
You know, and it's not just family. It's people that love God. I want y'all to hear me tonight. Don't say you family and you don't love God. Because if you don't love God, you can't love me. And they would say, yeah, I still love you. No, you need to love God first. Love God first. And God put that love that I can love you through your mess. You can love me through my mess. Y'all, I want y'all to hear me tonight. This love here is, this is the love that God trying to get us to. This is the love that the world is missing. Nowhere in the world, when you think about what Jesus did for us and the price that he paid for us, that love he showed on that cross and dying for us and saving some of our sorry tales that didn't deserve to be saved.
Come on.
Come on, somebody.
Come on.
If he checked all our records, a lot of us would be out of here.
Yes.
So you know what, you know, this is, I'm trying to get us to a place tonight. Love is more than just material things. Love is putting God first. And then this is what he gave me in Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12. Look, this is what he says to Israel. This is God's requirement of Israel. This is Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12. And now, Israel, what does the Lord, thou God, require of thee? And this is what he says, but to fear the Lord thou God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thou God with all their heart and with all thou soul.
Yes.
You get it? This is what God wants from us.
Yes.
This is what God wants from the world. God just wants love back.
Yes.
The God that gave you his son to save you from this dying world.
Yes.
And God said, look, this is the only requirement. Do you listen? Because he gave you the how love look.
Yes.
As far as, you know, 1 Corinthians and what you read there, being kind and all this. Yeah, this is with your neighbor. This is with your wife. This is with your children. That's that love there. But this love here, this is what God said. This is what I require of Israel. And now, Israel, what thou the Lord, thou God, require of thee, but the fear of the Lord, thou God. That's what he's saying. Reference me to walk in all his ways and to love him. Love him. Love me. And to serve the Lord, thou God, with all thy heart and all thy soul. That's what he wants. Love. God wants love. God wants you to obey his law. And he's saying, through my law, if you love my law, you love me. And that's action. That's action. This is what everybody is saying in their relationship. If you love me, you're going to be loyal to me.
Yes.
If you love me, you're going to respect me.
Yes.
If you love me, you there for me. You care for me. You trust me.
Yeah.
We're in this thing together.
Yep.
We committed to each other.
Yep.
This is love. When you get this type of love, you're not going to sin. You're not going to sin against God. Why? I love you too much. You know, look what it says right here. Romantic love. And I was just thinking about this today, you know, being romantic, being intimate, being it's a passion that you got there for your spouse. It's a passion that you got there for God. It says it combined intimate passion and commitment and being and this all this it don't start overnight. Love, intimacy, being a romantic with a person don't come overnight. It takes time. It all starts in phases.
Yeah.
Same way it works with God. Nobody loves God overnight.
Yeah, but it takes time.
It takes time.
It's a process
so
to get
you
to
grow.
Know him.
It's different phases that you go through to love.
It's
God.
A process to get to know him.
Yeah. Man.
Yes.
Taste and see. That taste, when you start tasting, then you get that thirst after him. And then you just want to live right.
Yeah.
You just want to do right. You want to spend time with God. You want to read your word. You want to pray. This is that love that God wants from you.
Yes.
And then he'll open the windows of heaven and pull you out a blessing. Why? I lined up with the law. My relationship is right with God. I love him. I love him. Don't you know God won't even let your enemies touch you when you love him and you're on the right path and you walking with him. And you know, I thought about it. You look through the scripture, you look through the Bible. A lot of those men of God, why wasn't a lot more of them like murdered and killed? Like when you seen them, a lot of them going to war. Abraham, Moses, and God walked with these men. David, Solomon, nobody, Joshua.
Yeah,
took down 37 kings. Why nobody could kill them? Why? They was in a right relationship with God.
That's
and I'm telling you, your enemies cannot hurt you if you stay in line with God.
Yes.
Get in a right relationship with God. You know, and man, I feel it.
That's you good. Know? Yeah,
I
that's
feel
it.
It.
That's
get
what
in
you
a right
do.
Relationship with God and stop worrying about the things of this world. Let God give you this peace.
Yes.
Let God give you this love that you deserve.
God said he'll give you a peace that surpasses all understanding, but also too, he'll keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him.
Meditate on that word.
Stayed on him. Don't you know that when we don't keep our minds on him, that's when depression come in, that's when fear come in, that's when doubt come in. All of those things come in because it's whatever you watching, whatever you listening to, whoever you are listening to, all of that has to do with whatever's going on currently on the inside of you. If you got fear, if you got depression, if you got you know, suicidal thoughts and all those things, it's because that you're not keeping your mind on God, stayed on God. He said he'll keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. So that means that you need to change the music you're listening to, change the programming you might be watching. If it's, you know, balance it out and change some things that you might be allowing into your line, you know, allowing into your ear gate, your eye gate, and all those things, you know, our hearing and our listening. What faith comes by hearing. You know, and hearing by what? By the word of God. So, you know, get your mind stayed back on God. And as you continue to keep your mind on him, all those fears and anger and whatever it is you're going through, you know, God will remove those things. Those things will start to disappear and peace will begin to come in. Don't you know, I don't know if you guys ever experienced this, but I experience this all the time now where something crazy could be going on, but God would give me a full peace about the whole situation. No matter what is going on, I got a whole peace about it. And so, yeah, it's crazy. but I got a peace about it. And so, and I'm able to deal with it better, you know, because sometimes we get all crazy about stuff. We get all crazy. We get all upset and we like, what, this, that, whatever. But when we stop and we say, you know what, God, give me a peace. Give me a peace about whatever this is that's going on. And then God to give you that peace. And next thing you know, whatever's going on, you don't even care about it like that no more. That much no more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I was telling my wife. You know what? Because when you sit around and you get quiet and you look around and you start feeling like, you know, man, I'm just content.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this love that I got now, this peace that I got now, mm-hmm. you know, I can look over at people's faults.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not willing to condemn somebody right away. Mm-hmm. You know, throw them out, kick them out, or cuss them out and do all these things. Mm-hmm. Why? I got this peace.
Yeah.
You know, and what he's like, he said in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
Above all, each other deepingly, because love covers over a multitude of sins.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is. That love, that peace that God gives you, it covers a multitude of sins. It mm-hmm. puts you in a rightful position that you can look over people that faults and all this type of stuff. And I can say from my heart that I love you.
Yes.
And you know what? I'm not backstabbing you. I'm not talking about you. I love you. Because God loved me first.
Yes.
God put love in my heart. So
that's
I can
right.
look over a lot of the things.
That's
you know,
right.
a lot of stuff in my life that I did, you know, back in the day. Man, if I just had this love and this peace that God has given me now, there's something about this love that God gives you that you can look over everything that somebody do to you.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You may think you can't handle it, but you can handle it.
Yes.
And Lord, keep your hands upon me.
Yes.
Lord, I know you love me and I love you, Father, and I don't want to sin against you. But if I do slip up, Lord, I'm just saying I'm sorry already because I don't want to sin against you.
Yes.
It's nothing I want
right.
to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing I want to do that you to be separated from me, Lord.
Yes, that's right.
So, you know, if I'm not getting out of order, help me, Father,
mm-hmm.
because he's our Father. He's there for us. He loves us that much that he'll keep you on the right path. He'll
yes.
keep his hands upon you. He'll discipline you. He'll correct you.
Yes.
Come on, somebody. God is there for us.
Mm-hmm.
So this month of February and talking about Valentine's, I feel it in my spirit. Just call somebody. You know, you're not on the right path with them or you in a defense against them, call them and tell them you love them.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't accept it, I'm still apologizing.
Yes.
I'm apologizing because I love God that much.
Yes.
I got God on the inside of me.
That's right.
So as family, stop backstabbing me. Stop talking about me.
Amen.
Stop, you know, get on the right path with me. If you love me, tell me you love me.
Yeah.
I don't know who I'm talking to.
Come
out
on
there tonight,
now. Come on.
Because I ain't got no offense against nobody.
Yes.
What you see is what you get.
Yep.
That's what more people need to be. Stop
That's
all
right.
this mess talking about you love family and all this, and you talking about people behind their back.
Mm-hmm.
So if you talking about somebody behind their back, that means you don't love God.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have love in your heart. Because if you got love in your heart, you're going to love your family.
Yes.
So you're going to love your neighbor.
Yes.
You got love in your heart that I can look over all your nonsense,
mm-hmm.
and you can look over mine. Come on, somebody.
Come on, that's good.
You know,
right there.
It ain't no turning back. It's like if
that's
you live
right.
for God, you got to stay.
Yes.
No, I can't afford, and I don't want to sit around and be talking about family members and people. No,
mm-hmm. the only all thing caught up in craziness sometimes.
Yeah,
with family. Sometimes
it's too much going on in the world.
Yeah,
that I can look over you, like I said, cutting me off or giving me the finger and all that. I'll be like, oh, well,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe he's just having a bad day or something.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say, oh, that's a coward stuff. Let me chase him down. Let me shoot at him and do all that. No,
yeah.
you the coward.
It's so much crazy
because
stuff
you don't know what's at stake. Your
mm-hmm.
soul is at stake.
Yes.
You think it's just a physical thing. No, it's the enemy after your soul.
Yes.
And you done killed somebody, hurt somebody, and did all this stuff, you know, jeopardizing. You don't realize this is serious. This world is coming to an end, and that's what people I think out there don't see.
Mm-hmm.
You get this message and you see and you think you tough and all this type of stuff. You know, every knee gonna bow,
yes.
and every tongue
every
gonna
tongue
confess.
Shall
that's scripture.
Confess.
That's what God is telling us.
Mm-hmm.
And you can say all you want, you don't believe in God, but your day is coming that you're gonna have to, you know, give an account for your actions.
Yes.
And that's what these young people don't get.
Yeah.
That day is coming.
Oh my goodness. Yes.
That day is coming that every knee gonna bow mm-hmm. and every tongue gonna confess.
Yes.
That he is King of Kings
and Lord of Lords.
That's so right. what it is, you know, The reason we come on here, the Marriage Cafe, where marriages come alive through the word of God, because I want to see that. I want you to see in our marriage, in our life, and our walk with God. Mm-hmm. Not saying we all this and all that.
Perfect.
Saying no, we humble people. You see how I talk. God brought me from a mighty long way. You know what I'm saying? Before, I remember I used to go, came a long way. You may not think so. When I first got on the pulpit, I was shaking and nervous and all that. Now, look at us.
Yeah.
And the best is yet to come.
I just was telling DeAndre, my son, the other day about how, you know, I'm talking to him about, you know, life choices and things that he's looking to do. And I was telling him about how I couldn't even, you know, this is a blessing for me because I couldn't even do my own commercial when I own my own salon down there in Orlando. I had to have a friend of ours, Steve January, down there on WOKB Radio to help me because I did not know. I was nervous. I just couldn't do the speaking myself. And he just kept saying, "Loretta, you could do this. You could do this." And I kept saying, "No, Steve, you do it. You do it." Until one day when you tried to do it, remember? My husband came in there. He tried to do the commercial for me. And I don't know, a boldness just came up in me. And I was just like, move to the side. I got this. I'm going to do this today. And got in there and did it and have been doing it ever since. So God is amazing. He can change anything, you know, anything. You know, he can do anything in your life. You just got to trust him. Let him in, number one. Trust him and start that relationship if you haven't already with him.
That's what it is. Let him in.
Let him love you.
Mm-hmm.
Who don't want nobody to love them?
Man.
Let him love you. That's what he wants to do. We sing these songs, let me love you, you know, let God love you. That's what he wants to do. And when you let him in, that's what he's going to do. He's going to come in and he's going to love you and he's going to allow love to come into you to love others the way he would love them. Because a lot of times we want to love our spouses the way we want to love them and say, "Oh, well, I do love him and I do show him." Really? But are you loving him with God's love or your love? Because our love is different from his if we don't walk with God the way that we need to. Now, it should be on one accord with God. Hallelujah. if you are walking with God and you ask God to put the love in your heart for your spouse that he would have for your spouse. Because, see, that's what had to happen to me. Because, see, I was loving my husband in the beginning of our marriage, in the beginning stages of our marriage, with my love. And my love was on a condition. He had to go do this or do that, or if he wasn't making me happy at the moment, or he had to be this way or that way. No, that's not how that works. See, you have to love with God's love, and God's love is unconditional. That means no matter what they're doing, no matter what they said, no matter how they said it, you still supposed to love them if you are married to them and committed to them and in a committed relationship, in a committed covenant relationship that God has put, that you have went to God and spoke your vows before the Lord. By a certain amount of years in your marriage, you should know the temperament of your spouse. Mm-hmm. You should know what they're going to say and what they're going to do. My husband, I know what he's going to say and what he's going to do. I know how he is. I know what he like. I know what he don't like. I know what he's going to do. I know what he's not going to do. So you should know that. Because if you're studying your partner, which I always tell people this, study your spouse. Mm-hmm. I don't know. People think that they don't need to do that. But for me, I feel like I need to do that, and I continue to do that because he loves certain things, and sometimes he surprises me, you know, where he done made a change. You want to even be there for that, you know. You get people who are in marriages and never see the change in their spouse or the turn, and so they miss the turn, and now we are separated, or now you got this division between you because you did not make the turn with your spouse because you wasn't paying attention to the turn. You didn't feel like you needed to study them no more. See, I love my husband and I love everything about him and committed to my marriage to him as well as committed to God. Committed to God first, you know, then committed to my husband because God is before him. We are not to put anybody before God. No thing, no person, you know, that's showing God love and commitment and trust and all those other things, you know, so...
You know, and that's and it took us, you know, like, a relationship is this. Mm-hmm. When you first meet a person, you're going to go through those ups and downs.
Yes.
You're going to go through some hard times. Mm-hmm. You're going to go through some times that you hate this person. Sometimes you love this person. Mm-hmm. You go through that. That's
yes,
love. This is all
that.
Part of love. When you love somebody, you're going to stick it out.
Yes.
That's what it is.
No matter
you say
what.
You love somebody. Come on. No matter what. We love somebody no matter what. We talk about this.
Yes.
We deal with this.
Yes.
Sometimes I got to give a little bit. Sometimes you take a little bit more.
Yes.
Whatever it may be. Yes. This is all a part of love. When you love somebody, you start to grow with each other.
Yes.
And then you, over the years, you start to be like, you know what? That didn't mean that much.
Yep.
You know, mm-hmm. We ain't fussing each other out no more. Because that love is there and that love grows.
Yes.
And we got more mature in our walk.
Yes.
With each other, with God, all of it. And that intimacy is there. And
yes.
That respect is there.
Yes.
And we keep that before us.
Yes, we do.
We don't talk about no divorce and all
no,
that.
No, that's off the table.
And all that.
We don't even discuss because that because that ain't even on the table in the first place.
Because you build a lot of people, you got to build it. It happened in phases. And then you say, you know, a lot of people say, oh man, I fell out of love with this person and all that. You did that because you wanted
to. You wanted to do it.
Love is like this. Love, you build that relationship with each other.
Yes.
I love you enough to say, I'm sorry. I love you enough to say, you know what, babe? That wasn't right.
Yeah,
you get on me. That wasn't right. I ain't gonna take it and be like, oh no, I ain't gonna change. I ain't gonna do this. You know,
right.
You can't tell me what to do and all
mm-hmm.
this. No, love say, you know what? You right on that.
Mm-hmm.
As a man, I could come and say, you know what? You're right.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I said that. I'm sorry. I did that.
Yes.
And then you know what I learned being in this season, learning how to deal with people more.
Mm-hmm.
Learning how to look back over my life and say, you know what, I could have did that better.
Yes.
You know, Lord, help me in this area. I can't handle it.
Mm-hmm.
I need to, you know, if I know what I know now, I would have handled a lot of situations different from what I'm doing, you know.
Yeah.
Because now I'm more mature.
Yes.
In my walk, to be honest with y'all, man, I get up more. I'm praying more. I'm reading the Bible more. I'm spending because that time, like 10 years ago, I felt as though I seen a lot that God has showed us.
Mm-hmm.
I seen heaven open. I had dreams. I seen angels. I seen imps. I seen all types of stuff. You know what I'm
yes.
saying?
Mm-hmm.
And this made my walk. God took all that to get me to the level I am now.
Yes.
To say, you know what? I'm content.
Yes, that's right.
No matter what happened tomorrow, I'm content with God. My
yes.
relationship is right with God.
Yes.
Yeah, I got some things I'm still working on. I'm still trying to better myself. I'm still learning. I'm still studying. I'm still growing.
Mm-hmm.
But this love that I got for God, that I want more of him.
Yes.
You know,
that's right.
You know, I love him that much that I want more of him.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'll be saying to myself sometimes, man, I wish I would have did more. I wish
mm-hmm.
I would have studied my Bible more, prayed
mm-hmm.
more.
Yeah.
Man, because your relationship with God,
yes.
man,
yeah.
we can't do it without him.
We can't
him.
Do it without him. And we should
and
be growing.
And really don't want to do it without
yeah,
him.
We don't.
Man, because God kept our marriage together.
Yes.
When we didn't know how we was going to make it,
yes,
God helped us.
He
come
sure
on.
Did.
And you can't thank him
yes, he did.
When you was homeless, when you was hurt, when you was out there on them drugs, when you was drinking, cussing it. And smoking and doing all these things, whatever God, you know, what you might still going through some stuff right now.
Yes.
But look at the stuff that God delivered you from.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Look how God don't take it. Everybody, a lot of people struggling with something.
Yes.
But God is saying, you know what? The same way I took that away from you, I'm going to work with you on this one.
Yes.
I'm going to work with you on that. As long as you stay on the path with me, keep praying,
yeah.
keep believing, keep that hope alive,
yep.
they say.
Yeah.
They're just being romantic. That's what I was. The point I wanted to get to tonight, you know, and I feel as though me and my wife, we had a just a different level. It ain't about spending no money.
Yeah.
I just love the time I have with her.
Yes.
And to really get her, getting to know her better and better every day. You
Amen.
Know,
same here, honey.
You know, and it's not about going all these places and spending all
no,
this money.
It's
about being content.
Mm-hmm.
And to know that you got each other, you got each other's back, and
yes.
I'm here for you.
Yeah.
Babe, no matter what you need, when that husband or that wife come home and say, hey, babe, I was just thinking about you. I bought this home for you.
Yeah.
Or, you know, what you want to do? You want me to cook for you tonight? You want me to rub your feet? You want
yeah.
me to help you out?
Yes.
You know, whatever. What's wrong? Talk to me.
Yes.
Talk to each other.
Yep.
Now that I'm bigger than her or lower than her,
right.
it's like, I understand.
Yeah.
You learn.
Yeah.
Because I remember before, you'd be like you would get on this and be like, you know, I don't need you to fix this. I just need to talk to you.
Yeah.
This is love.
Yeah, I'll tell my husband.
And I'll be listening now. I'll be like, you know what?
Yeah, because I told him.
I just want to hear.
I want to hear. Sometimes I tell him, okay, I want to hear from my husband. Take off your bishop hat. Or somebody say, okay, I don't want the husband right now. I need the bishop. Can you please put that hat on and let's, you know, and talk to me? You know, but I love what you're saying because I feel the same way as well. And I always tell my husband, and I just had this conversation with him again this morning, that I'm so grateful that me and him did not miss this time with each other, because our kids are grown. You know, you hear a lot of people who just be in a marriage until their kids get grown and then they split and they go off to their separate ways, but not here, not here in this house, not in our marriage. I am grateful, so grateful to God that we both did not miss this time. Our kids are grown. Everybody's gone. It's just us. And we are enjoying each other's time and life and everything else. God is amazing. And definitely ministry, because we love to do what we're doing here, and our grandkids. And it is just a blessing to be able to give to them and love them and all of that kind of stuff. I'm just grateful. I'm grateful we did not do foolishness to the point to where by the time we got to this point of everybody being grown and out, that we didn't know each other. You know, because we knew each other, and that was the good part, because a lot of people don't even know each other. They only know each other through their children. And then once the children get big and grown and they leave, then they look at each other like, who are you? You know, and that wasn't our case. So I am grateful. I am grateful.
Yeah, one more thing, and we're going to close out with this. I just wanted to share this with you. And I was messing with my wife. I said, babe, what color I got on? I got her on gold tonight. She's got her on black. But
I was going to wear gold.
She was going to wear gold. But the deal was this. And the only reason I got this, because I was looking it up, you know, dark colors in you in a, you know, going to work environment and stuff like that. Dark colors represent authority. Black, dark blue, dark gray. Mm-hmm. That represents authority. But I looked it up today. You know, red, we talking about Valentine's and all that. Red represents love. Red is love. So you people walking around getting roses and red dress and those red pumps y'all put on. Oh, boy. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, that red stuff, that's what women are supposed to do. Ain't no man supposed to be wearing no, Lord have mercy, Jesus. A woman's supposed to have some red on. That's what God bless y'all with, all that. And then pink. So red is love. Pink is gentleness. When a person got on pink, it says gentleness. It wasn't made for gay people. It's gentle. Mm-hmm. Pink is being gentle.
Yes.
So you think about it, when a lady got on pink or whatever, you being gentle. That's what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And when you got on gold, gold means trust. Mm-hmm. So when you walk around, you're supposed to be able to trust me. Because I what? I got gold on.
That's your color.
Gold is trust. And then in lavender. Lavender is passionate. Mm-hmm. Being passionate.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? That's the color of lavender. It's passion. And then my last one is my favorite color, which is burgundy. Burgundy is you care about people. You care about yourself.
That's good.
And that's the whole thing. And love is this. The key to love is to love yourself first. Mm-hmm. You know, we say God. We know we put God first. But you need to love yourself before you can love somebody else. Yes. If you don't love yourself, you're not going to love God. You're not going to love your spouse. So today, take some time out in this February month, the month of love. People get married, people anniversary, people supposed to be happy. Enjoy the moment. Enjoy this season. There's a time for everything under the sun. So let's learn how to love each other a little bit more every day. Yes. Do something extra for somebody else. Call somebody. I'm closing with this. Call somebody and tell them you love them.
Yes.
They probably need to hear from you.
Yeah.
Because I love you. Show me a little love back.
Yep.
Hey, all right, that's it. We close that's with it. That.
Yes, it is. So anyway, God is amazing. God is so good. Thank you all so much for joining us for the Marriage Cafe. We're going to go ahead and pray out, and then we're going to see you guys again on, I think we're seeing them on next Sunday, right?
Yeah, because our anniversary, don't forget.
Our anniversary is February 28th. Yeah, so we will see them next Sunday, because February 28th is after the fact. So, and we'll be married 35 years on February 28th. February 28th.
Keep us in prayer.
We were together 3 years before we got married, so it makes it 38 in total this year. We didn't meet to the summer, so this summer to be 38 years together, but 35 years of marriage coming up on the 28th.
In a happy marriage.
Yes,
Lord. A lot of people can't say that.
That's right.
Now that we hate each other, a happy marriage.
Yes.
And we enjoy one another.
Yes, we do.
And we got each other's back.
Yes, we truly, that's the key. Truly do.
We got each other's back. And we truly do. That's what you need in a marriage.
Yes, you do.
We committed. We faithful.
Yep.
And we love each other.
That's right.
And that's all that matters.
That's right, babe.
So all we love y'all. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, y'all. We thank y'all for tuning in tonight. Dear Lord, we just thank you for this season of love and Valentine's month. And Lord, we just thank you tonight, thank you, Lord. We pray that we've been a blessing to all the listeners tonight. Touch somebody tonight. Put some love in their heart and help them in their marriage, in their relationship, and have love for themselves because you love all of us.
Yes.
So, Lord, we thank you tonight. We give you all the praise, honor, and the glory. Let each and every one of us have a blessed, awesome week. Let us get some sleep tonight, rest, give us a peace of mind, a peace that passes all understanding.
Yes, Lord.
So, Lord, we thank you again. In Jesus' name,
Jesus,
we pray.
Mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank y'all so much for joining us. We will see you guys again on next Sunday. Love y'all.
Love y'all. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching The Marriage Cafe. If you have never given your life to Christ and you'd like to now, please stick around for a minute. The Word says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So right now, we are going to pray together for your salvation. Please repeat this prayer after me. Lord, I believe that you died for me and rose again on the third day. I confess that I am a sinner. I need your love and forgiveness. Come into my heart. Forgive my sins. I receive your eternal life. Lord, confirm your love by giving me peace, joy, and a supernatural love for others. Amen. Congratulations. You are saved.